Well, we're going to talk Lone Pine State Park. We have AmeriCorps member Sarah Norland with us. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Good to have you with us again.
Yeah, it's nice to see y'all.
Yeah, you got, about another month left with us here?
Yep. Yeah, about a month. Yeah, we are done in November, so.
And then what happens?
We hopefully get a job somewhere else.
Okay, yeah.
So at this point, you're on pins and needles. You don't know what, huh?
Yep, yeah.
But it may be like there's such a huge demand for everything, it seems like. Maybe the market is good, huh?
Maybe, hopefully.
Maybe, yeah, hopefully.
Maybe, hopefully.
Well, I agree.
Well, you're going to go somewhere and do something special.
Yeah.
And so what's been your favorite part of being here?
I really love working with the people that come to the park. The community really holds up Lone Pine, and they're awesome, and I love meeting new people, so that's been great this year.
Well, this year is a gift to us. There's no question about that. So talk with us about October.
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of events that some have already happened, but the ones that are coming up, we've got our last two Creeptober events.
Creeptober.
They happen at 7 p.m. on Saturday nights. So we're going to be, next Saturday, we're going to be talking about fungus on the 25th.
Fungus.
Yep, funny fungus. And then on the 30th, we're going to be talking about the creepy crawlies of Montana. So all the spiders and the insects and all the bugs that live on the forest floor. And then what else? We have a full moon hike on Friday the 22nd at 7:30. So if you want to experience the park at night, that'll be a fun time. And then our last one, we have a Junior Ranger Halloween hike coming up on the 23rd at 1. So we're encouraging all of our Junior Rangers to come out to the park, dress up in their costumes, their Halloween costumes, and come take a hike with us to explore Lone Pine.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk with us a little bit about the full moon hike.
So
I think, have we done that already, or is...
Yeah, we do them every month, or we try to do them every month around the full moon. So I think the full moon happens on the Wednesday before that Friday, but we try to do them closer to the weekend so that people can come. But it's a really good time to come explore the park at night, see what's going on, because the park closes at sunset usually, so people don't usually get to go out at night and see Lone Pine. So... Yeah.
So here's we're going to try to do that.
Yeah, yep. Here's something you might want to use for Creeptober. I happen to think I worked with this guy named Dick Biondi at one time.
You worked with Biondi?
Well, I had to let him go.
Oh.
I mean, he was a legend, too. But,
a legend in Chicago, yeah.
But I was bringing back another legend, and it was handed to me as the first gig got there.
All right.
You get to give this guy with a hand grenade with a pin pulled. Anyway, Dick Biondi, a famous DJ in Chicago, he had a saying, "There's a fungus among us."
Oh,
so you might be able to use that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the... What has been the most fun that you've had up there?
The most fun? We do a summer speaker series every summer, once a week. And I think reaching out to the people in the community, we worked with the Northwest Montana History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of other museums in the area. We worked with the Glacier Conservancy, and just getting to meet all of those people who are so knowledgeable of the area and have so much information to give, and having them come out to the park over the summer was a lot of fun, just getting to listen to their stories.
Jacob over at the Northwest History Museum.
Yeah.
That's John's old school, by the way.
Well, yeah, it was my that was my junior high.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So what is going on now? Because we're kind of between seasons.
Yeah, things are kind of wrapping up. Camping is going to be closing soon. So at the end of the month, the campsites won't have any electricity. They'll be closed down for the season. The water is already turned off at West Shore and Lake Mary Ronan. So the electric will soon follow. So camping is wrapping up. Things are starting to slow down. Hopefully, if we get snow, we can start some snowshoe hikes soon.
So
and that'll be...
This is the first person we've had in that's waxed enthusiastically for the snow.
Yeah.
But since you're only here for a month, it would be nice, a nice way to wrap up.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, how long have you been here? A year, correct?
Yeah, I started in January, so okay.
How was that? Because of the COVID thing, you didn't know that coming out. Well, no, we were in the middle of it, weren't we?
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years.
I actually did a term. I served a term in Great Falls at First Peoples Buffalo Jump State Park. So I was here during when COVID kind of started, and I was already in with a park there. So I kind of had some experience with it, but it was definitely interesting coming into a new area and seeing how things were going on there.
And the nice thing is you're outdoors, so
yeah.
You could still mingle at. Mm-hmm. Socially distanced, yeah. Subscribe.
Yeah, I think most of our programs have been outside this year.
Yeah.
Talk with us a little bit about the bridge and how that's working out.
So we are hoping that it will be installed before the end of the year. There was some delays with the company, but we're hoping it'll be installed by the end of the year. It's going to be a really nice metal bridge going across. So. It's currently an empty space, but soon it will be installed.
Now, there was a former bridge, was there not?
Yes, yeah. So they took out the wooden one, we'll have a nice metal one installed.
So this one will have a longer life expectancy, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
All right, well, that's great. Well, I hope for your sake that we get some snow before you exit stage right or stage left, whichever it may be. And it's sure been great having you here. You're very very enthusiastic, very positive person. It's been a good experience for you.
Yeah.
And bringing everybody together, too, that's been very neat.
Yeah. No, it's been nice to be on.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so there you go. Another AmeriCorps out the door and another one coming in, I hope. You guys have done a great work. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.